Your Tray, dedicate that song to the two people lucky enough to walk in during it. And that, of course, is the curtain with being the slow melodic part of the song, the second part there that eventually became the song Rift. As I'm sure many of you know, this is Kevin. This is from the archives, coming to you live backstage at Coventry. It's 92.1 FM, WMOO, Derby Center, W257AU, St. Johnsbury. Also simulcast on XM Satellite Radio. Welcome to all the satellite listeners out there. And once again, that was July 29th, 1988 at the Roma. It's a tape we recently pulled out of the vault and transferred, and that gem was hiding within it, among others. I'm going to be followed today by DJ McKnight, and he by DJ Rickshaw. I'm using this opportunity to, among other things, thank the band, thank the organization, and the fine staff of the Bunny for having me. It's really been a pleasure. I'll try not to wax poetic too much about it, yet I want to thank you all for spending these broadcast hours together. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I certainly have, and well, the future's pretty uncertain now, but maybe someday some sort of a similar opportunity. And in the meantime, we gear up for Fish's second to last show ever, leading up, of course, to the inevitable last show ever. Bittersweet. A New Orleans funeral, I guess. But nonetheless, if it's anything like this tour that ensued this summer, it will be highly inspired and really full of magic. And so we're looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to it. I know you are. If you're out there in traffic, I'll repeat the announcement that was made briefly, and then I'm actually going to play it because I haven't done so yet, and I think it's necessary for you to hear. But basically, if you're still on 91, the state police are going to ask that you turn around and head out. And we are, it's regretful that that's the case. And yet, it's pretty much rice paddy style, serious water. I mean, we are talking about a place where a hovercraft would be a fine mode of transportation. You know the thing Luke Skywalker rode around in, something like that. Anyway, that's the unfortunate situation. If you are off of 91 and have bypassed the place where the police are asking you to turn around, that's good news for you. Just keep it slow, keep it cool. Stay out of the left lane and come in slowly. Do make sure to follow the directions of the state police. And please try to understand that we tried every option. We brainstormed everything. And I popped into the Bunny some ungodly hour this morning, and the police and the band and everybody was trying to figure it out, anything to avoid what we came up with having to do, and that's to ask those who haven't made it off of 91 yet to turn around. So thank you all for your patience, and I'm going to go ahead and play this announcement from the band and the police, and we will roll forward with From the Archives. Here we go.
Hi, this is Mike. I'm here in the Bunny headquarters. And we just came out of some meetings with the band and with the concert organizers, and I have some really bad news that I have to report that I feel really badly about, and that's that because of how crazy the rain's been over the last few days and over the last few weeks building up, everything here is flooded, and we can't get in all the cars, and we have to start turning people away. The people that planned this concert did a lot of research. They talked to farmers around here that have said that there has never been anything like this in August. You know, they drive trucks across their fields, no problem, they've said. And I just want to say that this was a very unpredictable turn of events. That the flooding ended up being so bad as it is. I realize that when you're hearing this, it might be sunny out and look like a really nice day, but I just want to say that the flooding here is so bad that it's just not going to dry up for a number of days, and they're already dealing with towing cars out of huge mud pits, and it's not going to go away with the sunshine, unfortunately. we just feel horrible about it. We've been sitting there for hours trying to figure out what we can do, and there's no options, that we have to turn people away, even people who have spent, you know, so much time trying to get tickets, and people are driving here from all over the place, and we understand that, and we so appreciate that people want to, you know, have this experience with us, but there's, because of Mother Nature here, there's nothing that we can do. And what we want to say is that if you hold on to your tickets, I mean, of course, we'll refund the money for anyone that wants a refund. And we're also going to brainstorm some way that we can make up for all the effort that you've taken to try to come here and have this experience with us. What I want to do now is I want to turn the microphone here over to Sergeant Melendi, and he's going to explain some things about the situation. Thanks, and again, from the bottom of my heart, and I speak for the other band members, I'm really sorry.
Thanks, Mike. This is Sergeant Bruce Melendi of the Vermont State Police. Due to the severe weather, we have had to make a decision that we are going to need to turn people around. It's been a very difficult decision to make. We appreciate your cooperation and patience. We know you've been waiting in traffic for a long time. We appreciate you listening to the bunny and keeping the left lane of the interstate open and keeping other roads open so emergency vehicles and local traffic as well as through traffic can get through. Unfortunately, there's just no place to put you at this point in time. We've explored many possibilities. We looked at other fields in the area. They are just as wet as the fields where we've been parking people, which are currently underwater. We've looked at a local gravel pit and bussing people in. There just is no other option at this point in time but to turn you around. This was a decision made with the band. We've spent countless hours during the day into the night and the early morning hours trying to come up with a plan, and this is the best plan we can come up with. This plan is being done in the interest of public safety. We understand you've been sitting in traffic for a long time. We do not want to make you sit in traffic any longer and then still have to tell you that you have to turn around and you're not going to be able to come to the concert. So please cooperate with us. You will be given instructions by troopers or other law enforcement officers that will instruct you on how to turn around, where to go, and how to get out of here as quickly, as safely as possible. Once again, we apologize that we had to make this decision. We thank you for your cooperation. Please have a safe trip back to wherever you came from. And if you've been driving for a long time, been in your car for a long time, please pull over when you get an opportunity where it's safe and get yourself some sleep so you can make it home safely. Thank you once again.
There it is, straight from the horse's mouth. It's, well, it's unfortunate. And it's a hell of a nice day, or heck of a nice day, I should say. And nonetheless, it's just not going to dry up fast enough. And you can hear it in Mike's voice. It's sad, you know. But yeah, we've got to cooperate. Have to keep pushing forward. Have to keep our eyes looking forward. And I will once again point out the optimistic promise of a band brainstorm, which, well, who knows where that could lead. But in the meantime, this is Kevin. This is from the archives, and we are coming to you live from the Bunny backstage at Coventry. Hopefully you're gearing up now, either gearing up to turn around and listen to the Bunny, and maybe get yourself an XM receiver and do your best. I spent one Knickerbocker Grateful Dead show in the parking lot of a nearby apartment complex with some batteries and a quickly bought boombox. Anyway, not to digress, let's go forward with it's a pretty unique track, actually. You'll remember this music. This will be familiar to you, but I don't think this version will be. This is the demo version. We mastered it at one point with the thought to release it, and maybe someday we still will, but in the meantime, I wanted to share this, and this goes out to a decent list of folks that I know who are somewhere in between that, still on 91, just past 91 area there, that little piece of the time-space continuum that's hopefully gray area. I'm hoping for them, and that's Dan and Dave, Robin, Carrie, and Benny, and Ed, and geez,